Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards, let's get right to the breaking Bozo news.
Oh, boy. Bozo Bozo has a new boss, is the story on this. We all know Bozo from the 40-year run here on WGN, the 10-year waiting list to get tickets to Beyond the Show. It was the most popular children's TV show in the history of local television. And for the first time in 65 years, there are now new owners of the Bozo character. Let me walk you back a little bit. The Bozo character was created by Capitol Records to sell this new thing called record albums back in the day. And they sold the rights to a guy named Larry Harmon, who took the Bozo character from the records and started selling Bozo shows all over the country. I mean, besides the WGN Bozo show, which was the most successful of them all, there were Bozo shows all over the United States and even in cities around the world for a long time. And just recently, the actor David Arquette, has purchased the rights to the Bozo character. So he speaks fondly of the character, says he was a lifelong fan of Bozo, and that Bozo represents a world of love, light, and laughter. Doesn't say anything about pies in the face, which is what we know Bozo as. But he said this is all something that we can use more of right now. I'm sure he must have plans, you know, for new things for Bozo, but for the moment, he is planning what is being described as a circus interactive experience in New York City. It'll actually be in Brooklyn that'll debut in November, kind of a walkthrough exhibit which will be interactive, which will include the Bozo characters and playing the grand prize game.
Of course.
Of course it will. So, for the first time, I think, since the 50s that there's been a brand new owner of the Bozo character, 50s or 60s. But WGN leases the rights to the Bozo character. We have new owners of, maybe one of the most beloved characters in Chicago TV history.
David Arquette has to be very proud today, Mr. Bozo.
I hope he's wearing giant size 20 shoes to celebrate.
I'm intrigued by Justin Bieber getting into the marijuana business. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, it didn't seem like a far stretch in my opinion, but he is partnering up with a company that's called Palms to come out with a line of pre-rolled marijuana cigarettes. Bob, the kids call them joints. I don't know if you know that.
I've heard.
Or not. These pre-rolled joints will be called peaches, and they come in chocolate flavors. They come in, you know, a variety of different flavors. Peaches is also the name of one of his songs on his latest album. These, unfortunately, will only be available in California, Nevada, Massachusetts, and in Florida. And to make it all seem legit, they're giving a portion of the proceeds of this to several charities as well.
Aren't you cynical?
just sell marijuana. Be like Jim Belushi, just proudly sell marijuana.
Adele is selling some new music. Have you heard any of this?
What is available is very limited. Mm-hmm. She released something on her social media yesterday. That's a little bit cryptic. It's you see in this little 15-second video, her putting a cassette into a car cassette player, and then beautiful instrumental music comes, and then suddenly the words come up on the screen, which apparently will be the name of the new song. The words "Easy on Me" come up and says October 15th. So we are all assuming that the new album and this single, Easy on Me, will be coming out October the 15th. That's all that we know. She hasn't said anything about it. She has been working on this apparently for about 3 years. And the new song and the new album will be her first since November of 2015.
The James Bond movie is in theaters now, and you talked to quite a few cast members, didn't you?
Yeah, all the cast members, as a matter of fact. It'll be in theaters on Friday, but the we're getting ready for it all by talking with some of the stars, including Rami Malek, who won the Academy Award for playing Freddie Mercury in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody. He is the villain in this movie, the bad guy in this movie, and plays it really understated, really kind of elegantly and very different. But I talked to Rami about his co-star, Daniel Craig, and what he thought he brought to the franchise.
What do you think that he brought to the role of, and the franchise of James Bond?
I've been a Bond fan since a kid, since I was a kid, and you know, it's no knock on any other Bond, but there's always been a bit of a distance from me watching it in cinema. As a hero, I could never quite channel, perhaps. You know, there's something about Daniel's Bond that makes him relatable in this unique way. You know, we all know we can't do what Daniel's Bond does in these movies, but we can feel for him, and we do. He's a very conflicted character with a vulnerability we'd never seen before. For me to be part of his last film, what a treat that I will treasure for all time. The guy is Daniel is such a kind, hearted person with, you know, leadership qualities you would really expect in someone in the armed forces.
Yeah, I can't decide, if Daniel's my favorite James Bond. I've always been a Sean Connery guy, but Daniel Craig is pretty amazing, I have to say.
We got used to Daniel Craig as Bond, no doubt.
He's just so great, and you know, now he's leaving the franchise, something which is dealt with in the film, by the way. I'm not going to spoil it, but I'll tell you more about it when I review it on Friday. But the person whose name is coming up most often as the possible replacement for Daniel Craig as 007 is a British actress named Lashana Lynch. She was in the Captain Marvel movie, and I wondered if, you know, what kind of pressure she must be having these days, because all you ever read is that she's about to become the head of the franchise.
I don't feel any pressure, actually, because I quite literally don't know anything. They've not told me anything. So I'm going with what's happening at present, which is Know Me and No Time to Die. So anything in the future will literally be in the future, which is nice for me to stay present.
What do you think the qualities that a James Bond should have? What are the qualities? Ooh.
I quite literally just want to say everything that Daniel has, because he's my favorite James Bond, and I think he's brought such an incredible angst and danger and trauma and emotion to James Bond. And I know maybe people before his, you know, audience members that have seen previous Bonds have felt that. But for me, I've felt most connected when Daniel has been in the role. I completely trust Barbara Broccoli and Michael Wilson and the whole team to make the best decision ever, which they will.
Yeah, and who knows, when we're going to find out about that. Next up, though, we have to, you know, check out this movie. I've seen it already, and I really like it. I'll tell you much more about it. It's going to be in theaters on Friday, only in theaters on Friday. It will not be streaming at all. So finally, this new James Bond movie is coming out.
And you liked all 2 hours and 40 minutes of it?
It's a long movie, but I normally I hate long movies. Normally, you know, that's a pet peeve of mine when a movie takes longer than it needs to tell its story. But I think I didn't feel like I needed to look at my watch at any point with this movie.
All right.
I didn't feel like, ooh, when are we getting out of here? I didn't feel any of that. So I just wanted to spend as much time as I could for the last time with Daniel Craig as James Bond.
As long as you had 3 popcorns, 4 junior mint boxes, and a couple of raisinettes, right?
Yeah, definitely not that many drinks, because then I would have had to have been out in the lobby
yeah,
most of the time.
Don't do that.
Do love a good junior mint, though, I will say.
Who doesn't? Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks,
Steve. Peace and love.